say worldwide, please understand it, cause we got a whole nation of homies and outlaws that we match with cash and spent in a large abundance and the G's are rolling. Come with the game to maintain if funk gets handled, cause we soldiers dismantle the broke dumpers. What happened to no beanies who be jaw jacket? Paper stacking is accomplished by putting our bomb shit on top of our game is where we stay forever popping.
Just remember last year this time we're the fucking gate, okay? I simply happy with you guys.
You'll be happy. Me, I want what's coming to me.
But what was coming to you?
The world. And everything in it.
Worldwide motherfucking mob figures. Weed smoking, gun toting, drinking, riding on our motherfucking enemies. Y'all know how to do it.
You lost your fucking mind.
Worldwide mob figures.
You're making a terrible mistake. I'm not gonna let you make it.
Come on, guys.
Worldwide mob figures.
Nobody wants this. We're supposed to be fucking professionals.
Worldwide mob figures.
All right, look. It's been quite a long time.
Worldwide mob figures.
A lot of jobs. There's no need for this, man.
Worldwide mob figures.
Let's just put our guns down.
Ever since the time it been evident to me, running the block would be heaven sent and very relevant. That was better than that's what won't be. Never now, don't be jealous. How I'm on a worldwide level, be it told. It's on about to unfold across the globe. Modern like Robin Hood for my gold, like it's old. I hold my load down all the way like the ground. Worldwide, mom figure on the ride. Me and my niggas clown.
What happens if the manager won't give you the diamonds?
When you're dealing with a store like this, they're insured up the ass. They're not supposed to give you any resistance whatsoever. If you get a customer, an employee, who thinks he's Charles Bronson, take the butt of your gun and smash their nose in. Drops him right to the floor. Everyone jumps. He falls down screaming, blood squirts out of his nose. Freaks everybody out. Nobody says fucking shit after that.
Known for doing scandalous deeds, no handling me. Hell nah, it ain't the drugs, it's a straight thug nigga in me. I swoop down and cause havoc. My rapid delivery is automatic, letting niggas have it. I've been labeled as a thug nigga, since they don't sell my shit to white folks. Ship it to the drug dealers and catch a nigga worldwide. A fucking mob figure, West Coast, who ride? When we rob niggas, money made my squad bigger. But we ain't sell our souls, busting on my enemies, murder my foes. At my shows, I'm a nut. Lights, camera, time for action. Now get the clapping to my cuts. A worldwide mob figure. Hey yo, get that motherfucker right there. Hey yo, K, pull out on that motherfucker and blast. Yo, Luke, get over there, get over there. Hey yo, Malcolm.
Hey
yo, bust on the motherfuckers. Hey, bust on them, bust on that nigga. Hey yo, nah, come on, baby, let's get the fuck out of here. Fuck the niggas, West Coast, nigga, West Coast. Worldwide motherfucking mob figures, nigga, thug life. Niggas know what time it is.
Competition. politicians kneel. I'm on top of the hill. My niggas kill for a thrill, but my soul pays the bill. I'm all balled out, trying to sell the devil a deal. I'm facing 40K, about to spin the grip. And all my fucking homies falling for the same shit. The world is a snake pit. True homies turn counterfeit. How much worse can it get? I'm not even feeling shit. I wish I could be legit and turn this whole thing around, but there is no turning back. I'm steadily sinking down. Which way do I go?
The struggles continue.
Tell me, what the fuck am I supposed to do? What's next?
The struggles continue. I'm striving with my
team. Tell me, what the fuck am I supposed to do? What's next?
The struggles continue. I'm packing with my
team. Tell me, what the fuck am I supposed to do? What's next?
The struggles continue. I'm striving with my
team. Tell me, what the fuck am I supposed to do? What's next?
I often wonder, will the ways of today ever change? Now it's like the summer days in the rain. We gained so much and held on through stormy weather. Just your touch and understanding kept us together. No need to swear to stay down at any cost. Gave me hugs and pounds when I took that loss. You the boss is what you told me and you didn't lie. Promise to never part until we die. Don't cry, baby girl, I know the world is crashing on us. Plus I thought our relationship was built on trust. Don't fuss, I made mistakes, you made mistakes too. What can we do but just think this through? Stay true with me, don't mess with my enemies. Breaking up is driving me crazy. So I'm high, preoccupied with women and my homies. It keeps me from being lonely, so what's next?
The struggles continue, I'm striving with my
tell team. Me what the fuck am I supposed to do? What's next?
The struggles continue, I'm packing with my
tell team. Me what the fuck am I supposed to do? What's next?
The struggles continue, I'm striving with my
tell
team.
Me what the fuck am I supposed to do? What's next?
The struggles continue, I'm packing with my
tell team. Me what the fuck am I supposed to do? What's next?
What's next? Some of them living in a beauty complex, trying to make the top life covet. Some eat God and some worship sex. So tell me what the fuck's coming next. If it's spitting at the sky, it'll go dropping at your eye. You'll never miss the water till the well run dry. Dirty prankster, them love tell lie. When I clap me clock, some heads gonna fly. Yeah, in case you never know, my name is Prince Ital Joe. Kicking it with the outlaw immortal. Them youth, there is no joke. Sheen, remember, if you spit in the sky, it gonna drop in your fucking eye. So don't disrespect in any aspect, cause you're gonna be a fucking suspect. Ribbit.
Hey, we're doing this for the fans, for the motherfuckers that be in our corner. This right here is some live shit. Ain't one word written down, ain't no words for my mind. This is some shit right off the level. This how we do it, cause most of the times what it is, it's like, niggas know me, but they don't know the D-O-double-G. They don't know, I say they swear they know me, but they don't know the D-O-double-G. They don't know, but my niggas down with me until the day I D-E-I. You hoes know, I said my niggas down with me until the day I D-E-I. You hoes know, if there's a cure for this, I don't want it, I don't need it.
If there's a cure for this,
I don't need it,
I don't want it.
And if there's a cure for this, I don't want it, I don't need it.
There's a cure for this,
I don't need it, I don't want it.
Oh, I'm early in the morning, trying to get paid, cause my mind's on my money. Everything is so made. I play game in the youngster, as a youngster, trying to make my money, trying to become a hustler. Yes. Finally made the status, Gladys Knight and the Pips. Snoop Dogg bought the trip, catch you gripping, then I'll dip. Making money is a must for me. I got to have it, cause you know my lifestyle is like two boxes, just so lavish. Just moving on paper, moving, making and shaking. Leaving fools in the days, as if it's, I was a Laker. Break them down and shake them, pass it off to Tupac, and let him take a jump shot, because he gon' give it all he got.
Back in the old days, niggas was suckers, tried to belittle me, but that was when I was much smaller, just a little G, but now I'm just a bigger baller. Niggas don't wanna see me because I'm larger and taller. Man, my money get bigger, bank account is larger. Niggas don't wanna see me, they label dog the father. When they see us on the streets, niggas scream peace. They don't want it, cause they screaming
this. I don't want it, I don't need it. And if there's a cure for this, I don't need it, I don't want it. And if there's a cure for this, I don't want it, I don't need it. And if there's a cure for this, I don't need it, I don't want it.
Take a trip around the world, cause that's what a nigga love to do. I'm having money like a nigga's supposed to. You know this money be the topic that I'm spitting on, cause I got to get my gripping fingers, got to keep it on. I'm scratching for some scratch and some thriller, trying to get the big paper, cause yo, paper is a killer. Leaving niggas on days, cause yes, money pays. Cause if you ain't got it, then it seems you are plotting, trying to do you a robbery or some type of assault, but you just might get caught. But you know it ain't my fault. I'm gon' dip away and slip away and find me a hideaway and look for my nigga Pop. Gone and take the ride.
Well, I'll be right there, homie. What's up, baby? You looking crazy like you don't really know me.
No.
I know you heard the album, I ain't mad at you.
Mad
so
at
move
you.
Closer, big baby, let me stab at you.
Stab
you
at
know
you.
The rules, Big Pop in this motherfucker. Don't look at me crazy, cause baby, I ain't with the mother suckers. This thug life, baby, outlaw immortals. I thought I taught you, baby, we don't do it, but we fought you. And when we did, we beat you ass niggas in the streets to the motherfucking studio. Sounding like Phil Collins singing studio, you niggas is for you. I don't want it, I don't need it. And if there's a cure for this, I don't need it, I don't want it.
I say these
and
niggas know me, but do they know the D-O-double-G?
I don't think
they
so,
don't know,
they don't know.
I say these niggas know me,
but
do they know the D-O-double-G? Do they know,
do they know
the niggas stand with me?
Damn, Woody, nigga,
look
like, look like,
bones down, bones down. I say stand with me.
Damn, Woody, nigga, damn, Woody. It's like a family, Corleone style, mafioso. Snoop Dogg about to do it like Mussolini, slow. Edie, what up, nigga? I see you, I feel you real now. Snoop Dogg about to show you how I peel the crowd. I step back, relax, New Jack State get smacked up against the wall when they think that they can get with that. Nigga, doggy dog, I'm so smooth. I keep it on the realer, cause I'm a true killer when they come to make it thriller.
Them niggas know I suppose they froze once they see me in the dog doing clothes in the video. Those bitches pause, we all up in them drawers, baby, you know the secret, I got to keep it, money, papers, and bitches, my only motto, drink out the cold 40 bottle, my dog, you know these niggas is false, now me and Snoop came up, and built our name up, bitches thought they had us close, but bitch, I got my game plus, I'm a motherfucking baller, alcoholic, you can ask my homie K, he'll tell you, I've been balling since around the way, and Edie had a baby, he's needy, but he's crazy, got these niggas running wild from his fucking
check 380, this out,
now, if there's a cure.
The nigga, I don't want it, I don't need it.
And if there's a cure for this,
I don't need it, I don't want it.
And if there's a cure for this,
tell what? Who be the last motherfucker breathing?
Tell me, nigga.
Tell me. Who be the last motherfucker breathing? Stressed, but bust the free enemies. Give me reason to be the last motherfucker breathing. Bustin' my automatic rounds. Enemies give me reason to be the last motherfucker breathing. Bustin' my automatic rounds, catching while they sleeping. Now I'm the last motherfucker breathing. Woke up with 50 enemies plotting my death. All 50 seeing visions of me shot in the chest. Couldn't rest, nah, nigga, I was stressed. At me creeping round corners, homie sleeping in my vest. Shit, I'm like a hostage on this trouble block. Call the cops, a thug nigga screaming west side. Bustin' double glocks, hitting corners in my Chevy Suburban. Up on the curb, hand on the steering wheel, swerving, bless me, Father, I'm a sinner. I'm living in hell, just let me live on these streets, cause ain't no peace for me in jail, getting worldwide exposure. With a bunch of niggas that don't give a fuck, riding as my soldiers. I'm just releasing them on the warpath, not your average dealer, west side outlaw, bad boy killer. Complete my mission, my competition, no longer beefing. I murdered all them busters, now I'm the last motherfucker streets. A buster free, enemies give me reason. The last motherfucker breathing, busting my automatic rounds, catching while they sleeping. Now I'm the last motherfucker
breathing. Make sure I hold my position, stand firm in the dirt. For all my soldiers gone, we burning the earth. Outlaws worldwide, we pack the block. Shooting rocks at the kid ops, bust back for pop. Ass shot, here to tell you that it's hell down here. Stale down here, too many jails down here. Why you act like you don't hear me? Young noble outlaw to these motherfuckers. tell me I'm still
how we was raised. Fuck this life, my role's my right. Holding on a tight grip with death in my sight. And the dark is my light. I'm cynical, sleepwalking isn't true. Walk around town with a path full of bitter food. Came a long way from a born day. Dead away with his foreplay. Fuck friends, I'll say. Rather die for my AK with these fag ass niggas. See through glass ass niggas. Only rob my nigga to get him a mash ass. Niggas, breathing.
Bust the freak in the meat. A worldwide mob, pick a local nightmare. Just call them right there, open fire. Cause my desire is to rock out every nigga, sign the bad boy, praying that I die. Some have prophesied homicide, some have tried. They couldn't see the coward in their eyes till they die. They wonder why they targets defenseless when my squad hits hard niggas.
That used to tempt me to roll, commit to violence. I'll explode. But supply me with the will to survive and watch the world grow. This ain't about talking about problems, I bring solutions. With the restitution stipulated through the Constitution, you violated, now I'm back to haunt your nights. Listen to the screams of the lives you sacrifice. And in case you don't know, ghetto born black seeds still grow. We coming back for everything you owe. On the grounds of insanity, it was them and me busting at my innocent family. Say they looking for keys. I was home alone, blind to the prelude, busting, talking about wizards, quaaludes. What you say, fool? Where in the hell is the search warrant? No feedback is what he uttered before he screamed, nigga, motherfucker, drop me to my knees. I proceed to bleed, suffering the rain of blows to my hands and knees. Will I survive? Is God watching? I grab his hat and bust his self-defense, my only option. God damn. Now they got me going to the county jail, and my family can't pay this outrageous bail. Try to offer me a deal, they told me if I swear, move me and my people to a mansion in Brazil, not me. So this is how it ends, no friends. I'll be stressed and they just repossess my bins. Told the judge it was self-defense, he won't listen. So I'm bumping this in federal prison, giving everything I owe.
Another shady mission. Tricks. Like watching pictures in hazy vision. Tonight is love making. Take you any place you wish. Today we satisfy. Yesterday we stolen kisses. Blind insanity. Perfect pictures of me and my family. Not understanding the death that they plan for me. If I have kids, will I live to see them grow? Though I don't know. I live a life of a thug, nigga, until the day I go. No broken promises. A sacred bond broken. I know I die alone. But yet still I'm hoping. Fits in some prisons. Maybe I'll be forgiven. I know it's better in heaven. Cause being here ain't living. Close my eyes and see nothing but pain. The world's crazy still. Looking for a queen to plant seeds and have babies. Maybe I'll be the one. Or just maybe I'm lost. You'll never know. Being cautious. If you play your cards right.
If you play your cards right.
Take your time. Be patient. Don't rush. It's going down.
In the mix, life is full of tricks, I guess. Trying my best, nothing less before I lay to rest. My quest and future I mold like a newborn baby. The test is seldom told, the world's so crazy. My daddy raised me to be a man, do the best I can. He said you won't succeed in life without a plan. It's hard to take, why perpetrate with envy and hate? Can't wait, better change before it's
they got
late.
Me at the bottom of the deck, searching for my ace. I can't take too many chances, ain't much love in the place. Full of tormented soul, and it's written all in my face. Hollow inside, a crooked smile is the only trace. Our mission slightly incomplete, misconceptions of success and defeat. I roam these dark streets alone, searching for your home smoke until I'm gone. When I need someone to kinda lay my burdens on.
You feel me? That's right. That's right. Take your time, nigga. Play your cards right. Patient.
December 30th, 1990, fiend, yeah, my reincarnation steps in. Born into a world of don't love yourself, rather love is wealth. My little nigga, listen close if y'all remember nothing else. Please remember that life ain't nothing but a game, a gamble. And how you play your hand with shoulder sprain.
For example,
at times you go journey to a crossroad. Don't get lost though, keep on bailing and let them see you.
Mysteriously, it seems, through my
deepest thoughts and dreams, it's all wrong. Pop Duke long gone, and now 18, I'm stranded on my own. Abandoned here in the zone to protect my throne, pal, like a king, Al Capone style. Pay no checks on this crime. Coked up with crack, I get mine. Living life as a dime. Guess Cortex, Louis Vuitton. With my past behind me, and these cripples can accept. Hit a blind me, I know one day my future's gonna find me in my crime.
Play your cards right. Play your cards right. Take your time, nigga. Don't be in such a rush. You got to be patient, man. Be patient. It ain't going nowhere, boy. Get some champagne. Bring some roses or something, you know? Play some soft shit. Light a fire. Got to be cool with it. Got to be slow with it. Got to be patient. Got to play your chords right on one. Can't be rushing like it's a race, know what I'm saying? If you be patient, and you take your time, and you finesse it. 9 times out of 10, homeboy, you gonna wake up with your breakfast in bed. But if you rush, and you just be manhandling, your ass go home tonight. Play your cards right, nigga. Take your time. Be patient. Go slow. It's better that way. You ain't hurt. Play your cards right. Yeah. It's going out to all the females that be having to beat them motherfuckers in the head to get them off of them. I know how it is sometimes. Motherfucker be having a one-track mind. That liquor be making motherfucker just straight up stone cold thug.
For all my dogs,
gotta slow
for
down.
All my dogs out there raising hell, just to see a young nigga raise the bell. Stepped out on the streets fresh from jail. All the police wanna rag and tail, not knowing that I stacks my mail. All these niggas wanna see me fail. That's just the intro as I sit back and rock this instrumental. After the fire comes the rain, after the pleasure there's pain. Even though we broke for the moment, ball in the game. Time to make yo, my military be prepared for the bustle. Similar to bitches that's scary, get too near me. We rushing visions of overpack prisons. Millions of niggas dug living precious. Three strikes, I hope they don't tell us. Hit polar heater, ammunition in crates. Move it out of sound as we slide down. Pistols and blicks, they got me feeling for coming, see the money be calling. It's like I'm dreaming, singing scenes of me balling, officiated in this misbehavior. Got the cop 4-5, snatching niggas' pages. Label the mark soon as we start. It was hard to quit. We started out drinking 40s, moved the hardest shit. Goddamn, now I'm a grown man. I follow no man, nigga got my own plan. In my hand, got the 45. I kick it live to survive, make these niggas die. While getting high, though we cry when these thugs bug. Niggas are leaving their caskets, that's what you get for being player-hating bastards. Me and my clique so legit, we keep a 50 on us. Niggas know you can't touch us when they get to come against us. These niggas be defenseless, it's senseless, knocking niggas back on the fences. My whole clique be sick, and though we rip whole crews, niggas knew we came through drinking 22s of brew. And though we drink Hennessy's, we provide our enemies with more shit. The art of war so legit, I read my name out Machiavelli with the thug life tatted on the bottom of my belly. Can these niggas understand this? My whole family is sick and so scandalous. Let me introduce my clique. Castro, when he blast y'all, niggas run to hide. Napoleon will provide the game. Let me explain why Edie provides shit for the needy and take from the greedy. Gaddafi, he not sloppy and not a copy. He's the only one. Bring a gun if you want it, young noble. Bring the soul to the truth. Let them know we come through in the bucket of BMW. We trouble you, the W for West Side. Niggas die when they try to infiltrate my crew. We never hide, we ride and die together. And when you see my clique, we always ride forever. Me, my whole clique is sick. We smoke sesame. Can you convince the G that they can come against me? You can't see me on TV or live. Niggas die when they try to come against me. Never hide in my own zone, in my own dome. I'm a mom. I'm a dumb. Niggas knew it once I came on, but I splashed on niggas. Well, I dash on niggas once I mash these figures. I'll be bad, a nigga. It's me, Machiavelli,
AKA the Don of this whole clique, niggas, you so sick. That's my freestyle drunken flow, just so you bitch ass niggas in the back row know. Whether it's New York or Texas, ride through in a Lexus or BMW, I trouble you throwing up forever this big old W. My double R proves I'm a big rap star, rocking the grooves. Niggas, where you at? Where you are is the back and the front. When you bump this shit, I keep a gat inside my trunk, legit. Always, though I'm on probation, I still rock the nation. I don't bail, though last year I was in jail. Raise hell until I get my mail. Will I fail? Hell nah, nigga, bite my nails. I keep a manicure, though you panic, you're still gon' die. Went pocket high, smoking endo. I roll my window down, a smooth criminal. And though I pack this pound, 357-045. Will I hide, will I die, will I ride? Niggas never know why. My whole crew, a family clique. Are we sick, are we live? Though we struggle to survive in this motherfucker. 9-5, turn to 9-6. 9-6, turn to 9-7. I keep a 357 max 11. Back home, I got an MO. What did I say? I'm mini 14. My double R. Ride with my clue. Ride with my crew. You don't have a clue, nigga, when we coming for you. We hit the house of blues, acting like fools. My nigga Fatal. Put a gun inside the club like he was fucking prenatal. Had a baby inside his chest. Nah, nah. Baby inside his belly. Nah, nah, nah. It was back in belly. I told him don't bring that gas out his belly. I said, yo, Fatal, what are you, crazy? Niggas pissing outside the front. Niggas saying, goddamn, them niggas is funny as hell. What you want? You want some fun? Hell, now them niggas don't want no beef. That's why we left that motherfucker in the rolls, a limo, I mean. With bitches inside, too. Me, I was still in the back. Drinking on some Hennessy. I just did a dope-ass show. Them niggas for always remember me. Came from Italy. Bellissimo was the call. Yeah, nigga, I got Versace, Armani. All them niggas want to fuck with me. Y'all, you know. I always represent my people to the fullest. Yeah, I'm that same motherfucker that took 5 bullets. Cali came out rapping and stealing and making 5. Motherfucker Rex got sold millions, millions. Platinum, I made 5 platinum shits. You know what I'm saying? Niggas can't fuck with me. 2 pocket left. Not known for playing. I took shots, gave shots, fuck the cops. Well, I stopped. I said my shit, reach the top. Niggas out there wanna do me. But this mob, bad boy, you Fuji's. Ha 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 thuggin' and loving the way I came, my big money clutching, busting while evading cocaine, bust my post rushing, semi clutching into insanity. Shot at my cousin, now we busting at they old family. The coppers wanna see me buried, I ain't worried. I got a line on the DA, cause I'm fucking his secretary. I black out and start cussing, bust them and touch them all. They panicking, bitches ducking, I rush them and fuck them all. Probably be an old man before I understand why I had to live my life with pistols close in hand. Kidnapped my homie sister, cut her face up bad. They even raped us, so we blazed they bad. Automatic shots ring out on every block. They putting hits out on politicians, even cops. I ain't lying, they got me sleeping with my infrared beams. And in my dreams, I hear motherfuckers screaming. What is the meaning when thugs cry? Scars and closed caskets are multiplied. Motherfuckers die, don't ask why. When thugs cry, we don't shed tears, we shed blood. Do you still wanna be a thug? When thugs cry, battle scars and closed caskets are multiplied. Motherfuckers die, don't ask why. When thugs cry, we don't shed tears, we shed blood. Do you still wanna be a thug? When thugs cry, maybe my addiction to friction got me bugging. Where is the love? Never quit my ambitions to thug. Ain't shed a tear since the old school years of elementary. Niggas I used to love and close the penitentiary. So still, homie, keep it real. How does it feel to lose your life over something that you did as a kid? You all alone, no communication block on the phone. Don't get along with your pop, and plus your mom's is gone. Where did we go wrong? I put my soul in this song to help us grow in time. But now our minds is gone. We went from brothers and sisters to niggas and bitches. We went from welfare living to worldwide riches. And something changed in this dirty game. Everything strange. Lost all my homies over cocaine. Man, see, they ask me if I shed a tear. I ain't lie. See, I gotta get high or die. Cause even thugs cry. Battle scars and closed caskets are multiplied. Motherfuckers die. Don't ask why. When thugs cry, we don't shed tears. We shed blood. It's like you still wanna be a thug. When thugs cry. Battle scars and closed caskets are multiplied. Motherfuckers die. Don't ask why. When thugs cry, we don't shed tears. We shed blood. Do you still wanna be a thug? When thugs cry. We don't shed tears, we shed blood. Do you still wanna be?
you know. I ain't trying to act a fool and be rude. They call me Castro and you. Ooh, sound like a QB2. What's poppin' with me and you? Just hit me with the 7. It'll be my pleasure. See what we can do. Oh, you ain't alone. Got a man at home answering the phone. But he ain't the one, cause if he isn't, why you gone? What you drinking on? Hennessy with me, a glass of Thug Passion, under just some plain Pepsi. Oh, you cool? Sure, then I assume you ain't too much of a drinker today. You's alright, I think I want you right away. See, I'm only 18. These groupies, they just wanna sue me. Push my hoopty, act like they don't smell my dookie. And I can see you to be 22 or so. Older soldier on my team. I'll put you in my video and give you plenty dough. And my hotel room 454. Hope that you go, baby. Can you fade me?
Similar to shit that I'm talking, get more deep in the calling and coming to visit ya. It's hard to feel ya, but I've been playing since I've been born. And I moved up in the age, wrote the page, turned it down, was on. Can't ignore the way you hit the club and play the floor. Hitting up every position, and that's for sure. But I think it's more in the situation that I'm facing. Your shorty was hesitation, so I'ma replace him. Plus it gets specific, and it ain't no hoochie that's unlisted. That the homies and I roll and twist it, and that what makes me diss it. I ran through cousins, through aunties, on down to triplets. From dropping the highest level. A game ain't got no digits. Now can you dig it? But you ain't in no competition. Cause most conversations you be kicking, you sure to get it. Now baby, can you fade me?
Can't fade me.
You know I'm playing Napoleon, but let me show y'all little young niggas how it really go. This how you get up. No bitch, nigga.
Hold up, baby, when you get up thinking you can watch out. Hold up, baby, when you get off thinking you can fade me. Evade my niggas like rabies in an attempt to blade me. Oh, yeah, you crazy thinking you could just be Swayze, cause my conversation getting you hot enough for love making. Participation is needed. Yeah, I'm drunk and getting weeded in the back of my Jaguar. The life of a rap star, completely freakable. I get weak when I sit and think of shit that we could do. Let me introduce Mr. Machiavelli's who you're speaking to. What's up with you? As you can see, I love freaking you. Ooh, black, Mexican, Puerto Rican too. Long as it's ghetto, you can bet I'm getting deep in you. Believe it, boo, I got my eyes concentrated on the size of your thighs. No, I ain't Trey, baby, but won't you let me ride? Cause the nigga want the putty cat. This thug bastard, so your man can't have it back. And that's a fact, so how you wanna act? Baby, can you feel me like Run DMC? It's like that. Tell me, can you fade me? That's how you act to a bitch, you little young nigga.
No, wait.
Come on, baby, we finna go to my little hotel and shit. See if you can fade me.
Feel me?
Hey, don't trip off the beat, word. That's just how motherfuckers talk on my block. What's up, though, boo? Where you wanna go? Nah, we can go get a little dinner and shit.
Dog food,
Chris
me.
Now. Fat ass steak, some lobster and shit. Bump some of that drama, side of outlaw, immortal shit. That's the type of shit that get me in the mood, you know what I mean? I'm trying to tell you now. And after a few glasses of this Thug Passion, baby, it's gonna be like Adam and Eve, feel me? Everything stops. They playing, but a motherfucker love this beat so much. We had to stick to it. So, we send this one out to you.
Me.
Outlaw.
And to set the record straight, Tupac, this interview is not about your trial, your court appeals. It is about Tupac, the inner man, then and now. Since your period of incarceration at Clinton Correctional Facility, have you taken the time to reflect on your previous lifestyle or specifically your gangster thug image?
don't see it as me having this gangster thug image. Thug life would be more accurate, but it's not an image, it's just a way of life, it's a mentality. Yes, I have taken the time to reflect on it. In my reflection, I don't see it as being wrong, I just see it as being a stage that we all go through. You know, it's just like that. For little white kids and rich kids, they get to go to the military academy or ROTC, or they get to take all of this energy and put it into the armed forces. And for a young black male, a young Puerto Rican or Hispanic person, we got to put this in the streets. That's where our energies go. That's the only place we have to put it. So that's where we end up putting it. So that's what I did. I don't feel like what I did was so evil. I just feel like what the way I was living and my mentality was a part of my progression to be a man.
Surviving several gunshot wounds is a wake-up call and a miracle in itself.
No doubt.
What were your thoughts as you lie in the hospital recuperating from the gunshots?
They shot me. Straight up. I just kept thinking, they really did shoot me. I really did believe at one point, up until I got shot, that no black person would ever shoot me. I was their representative. I believed that, I didn't have to fear my own community. You know, I was like, I represent them. I'm their ambassador to the world. They would never harm me. They would never rob me. They would never do me wrong. But as proven by this false rape charge, as proven by this, the gunshots, as proven by a lot of the comments you read in the news and in the media, that's not true. You know, I'm just one man. So I just thought about how it changed. What would I do? How can I make them sorry that they ever did this to me? You know what I mean? How can I come back like 50 times stronger and better?
How do you spend your time in prison?
Well, the first 8 months, I spent in solitude, 23 hours a day locked down, reading, writing. I wrote a script called Live to Tell.
What's it about?
It's like a semi-autobiography on my life. Mm-hmm. Half me, half fiction. It's real good. It's my first attempt at really writing a screenplay. I used to always add things to like poetic justice. I added my own words to poetic justice. I wrote whole scenes in Above the Rim. Mm-hmm. In Juice, I used a lot of my own words. This was the first time that I actually sat down and write a whole script with characters, real live, breathing characters. And so Live to Tell, I did that, worked out, do a little push-ups, calisthenics. I read a lot of good books. I read a lot of Maya Angelou's books, The Art of War by Sun Tzu. Listen to music, you know, different types of music, calm my soul. Dionne Farris, she really got me through a lot of this time.
Mm-hmm. Does the prison experience provide a source of new material or inspire your creative sources for a new album?
Everybody thought it would, you know? Everybody's like, oh man, he's in jail now. I know he's gonna come out, he's gonna have a bomb album, but it's the opposite. Prison kills your spirit, straight up. It kills your spirit. There is no creativity, there's none of that. You know, I see a lot of it in other prisoners. Mm-hmm. They got artists in here, they got poets in here, you know, but as far as me, it just killed my spirit. I couldn't write. I only recently started writing, and besides the script, the script was just like flashing back to my old life, so it didn't really take too much for me to be inspired by. But in terms of writing music and lyrics, I didn't have that, I couldn't do it. Now, I just, you know, finished a couple of tracks, so that's good, but it doesn't really inspire creativity.
Is your music a reflection of your true thoughts, life experience, anger, or vision? The music that you recently, especially your Me Against the World album.
Me Against the World was all out of my heart. You know, like as close to telling the truth and selling records as I could possibly get. And most of my music is like that. If you look back over past albums, I just try to speak about things that affect me and about things that affect our community. Mm-hmm. And I try to do it from a viewpoint of the watcher. Sometimes I'm the watcher, and sometimes I'm the participant. And sometimes it's just allegories or fables that have a moral or have a theme, underlying theme in it to do it. You know, like my inspiration for writing music is like Don McLean when he did American Pie, and he did Vincent, like Shakespeare when he does his things, like deep stories, you know, like raw human needs, Lorraine Hansberry with Raisin in the Sun. Mm-hmm. I want to do that to my music. That's how I like to do it. Marvin Gaye, you know?
Mm-hmm. Can we talk about some of your lyrics?
Sure.
That you feel reflect the harsh realities of a young black man living in America, but at the same time, in one sense, it offers them hope and respect.
No question.
Can we talk about that?
Yeah. I mean, I don't understand how Dolores Tucker and Bob Dole and all these other dudes, how they can say, like, we got gangster music. I never even classify my music as gangster music. And if you really, I know they haven't listened to my tape. I know somebody geese them up to go attack Tupac. And now what it does is they attacked a few famous rappers, and now them themselves are famous. Mm-hmm. Bob Dole want to get elected, which he won't be. Dolores Tucker just want to get a name, which she won't find, because it'll fade. Mm-hmm. I don't see how she can say she's helping the black community and strike back at us. We are the black community, you know, we are a part of the black community. Mm-hmm. But as far as the lyrics, you can look at lyrics in my album, any album, and I'll pick out lyrics and I'll shut them up on all their points. You can look at my recent album, Me Against the World, the title song, Me Against the World, where it has lines that says, like, can you picture my prophecy? Stress in the city, the cops on top of me. The projects is full of bullets, though bodies is dropping. There ain't no stopping me. Constantly moving while making millions. Witnessing killings, leaving dead bodies in abandoned buildings. Can't reach the children because they illin'. Addicted to killing and the appeal of the cat pillin'. Without feeling, but where they last, will be blasted. Hard-headed bastard. Maybe he'll listen in this casket. Now, how does that glorify thug life or gangsterism? I don't see how that does it. I don't understand how you can say, you know, we're the cause of all this violence.
Is it true that you were born in prison?
Not born in prison. My mother was pregnant with me while she was in prison. Mm-hmm. And a month after she got out of prison, she gave birth to me. So I was cultivated in prison. My embryo was in prison.
It's obvious in your music that you have a strong reverence for your mother. Tell us about that relationship.
It's, you know, that's my homie. My mom's is my homie. We went through our stages, you know, mm-hmm. where first we was mother and son, then we was, you know, when we was born, we was mother and son. Mm-hmm. Then it was like drill sergeant and cadet, you know. Then it was like dictator, little country. Then after I moved out and I was on my own, came back and was like some prodigal son type of thing, where now, you know, she respects me as a man. I respect her as a mother, mm-hmm. for all the things, all the sacrifices she made. So she's really my friend. You know, it's like, it's not just me. I think all young black males and all Hispanic males, really all males, period, mm-hmm. but especially from that ghetto, mm-hmm. that ghetto lifestyle, we have a deep love for our mothers because they usually raise us by themselves. You know, so you always feel closer to your mom. Even back in the day, they had, true. I always love my mama. True. It's been going on for years.
Right. Do you feel for those mothers who've lost their children and babies to senseless gang and youth violence? Do you have a message of consolation for those mothers?
Yeah, I do. Like with Yummy, when he passed on, you know, I know that hurt his family. I know it hurt the family of the female he supposedly shot. Just recently, this lady wrote me named Clovis Benjamin from San Francisco. And she's a man woman, and she was writing me, telling me about her son, her nephew had just been killed. And the day before he died, he was like, I'm going to get Tupac's new tape. So she wrote me to tell me, you know, they played Dear Mama at the funeral, boom, boom. And that touched me, you know, and I was like, what can I do? Is anything I could do? Let's do some concerts, let's do some organizing. I was like, if she's strong enough to keep going and make a difference, then I can be strong enough to make a difference. Mm-hmm. And that kind of focuses me back on what I should be doing and not let me, like, veer off back into the lifestyle I was living, because it's real easy to do that. But I definitely feel for the mothers. I think that what we need to do as a community is start taking control back of our communities. You know, I understand it's always going to be drug dealing. I understand it's always going to be violence, but we just need to regulate it so that we can at least have like a peaceful zone where we can all be cool, you know, mm-hmm. or else we're going to all die. We're going to all be destroyed, because soon the government is going to make the young black male and the young Hispanic male the prime target of their all their resources and all their jail sentences and all their powerful weapons and technology will be the enemy. So unless we stop it now, regulate it, we're going to end up crashing against a wall.
Has your record company, Interscope, been supportive of you since you're in prison?
No doubt. Very supportive. They let me pick my songs, pick the singles. I got another album that I had completed before I went to jail. Mm-hmm. They keep that hot, keep it, you know, mixing it, getting it ready for release. I'll be releasing another album probably December of this year. They've been real supportive. I even had one of them come up, you know, one of like the top people at the record company come up and see me. They send their love, their support, whatever I need, money, whatever. So they stayed down. That's why I'll stay down.
Why do you think your album is doing so well and continues to do well even though you're in prison, when others who are out here promoting their product, and this is not to cast shadow on any other rapper, but it appears that you've become more popular in your music since your imprisonment.
I don't think really the album did as good as it could have been doing, because I ain't getting no awards. MTV ain't giving no awards, yeah. Getting no Grammys, you know what I mean? I think I dig real deep with this album. Mm-hmm. But as far as the success that we do have, I owe it all to my fans, I owe it all to the people who supported me. I think the reason being is that in every album, if you go backwards, people are just getting turned on to me. If you go backwards and you listen to the other albums I've put out, mm-hmm. it was a prophecy. This album, Me Against the World, was made before I went to jail, before I got shot. Mm-hmm. And all I'm talking about is going to jail and getting shot. Mm-hmm. So it was a prophecy. So when the album comes out, then you hear about what's really going on in my real life. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't have to say I'm keeping it real. You can listen to the music and go, whoa. You know what I mean? He said that. If I die tonight, mm-hmm. he said that. And I'm law where I said some dudes in a mask coming to shoot me. I said it, you know what I mean? And mm-hmm. and it ain't easy. I'm talking about being in jail. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And the judge not letting me out on bail. I mean, I said all of these things, and then it happened.
How many records have you sold to date? Me Against
over 2 million. Over 2 million. We're going for 3 million now. Okay. Hopefully 3 million we can make with the support of our fans. I also feel like it's not glorification. No matter what these people say about me, my music does not glorify any image. My music is spiritual if you listen to it. It's all about emotion. It's all about life. And it's, with other rappers, not to diss nobody, but where other rappers might, you know, paint a perfect picture of themselves or, you know, whatever, I tell my innermost, darkest secrets. I reveal myself in every one of my records, from Dear Mama to Shed So Many Tears. I tell my own personal problems, you know, and people can relate to that, I believe. And that's what makes it sell the few copies we do sell.
You realize that you have a lot of fans out here, regardless of what has happened. And even though you haven't won any awards, you have in the hood many fans, and you have many fans across the board, so to speak. Now, from what I've gathered, there's a public adoration, not only for your music, but for you as a person, which I found to be very interesting, set apart from other rappers that I comment on and inquire about. Now, and they're all eager, your fans are eager to hear from you in prison. They want to know how you're doing, just like you receive letters from all over the country, from kids, from their parents, and so forth. What kind of message would you share with young people? I know you've commented on gangster rap, and I understand it. I understand where you're coming from with it. But what are your comments on that subject for young people, for your fans, for 11 or 12 or 13 year old that listens to your music?
First, I'm gonna say, I don't feel all the adoration or whatever that comes from the fans. Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of people put different standards on judging me than they will put on the next man. You know, one rapper can say, I'll kill you, I'll cut your heart out, I put this gun to your pregnant belly and blah, 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 mm-hmm. and he get all love. All I say is, you know, we don't need to be letting these BITCHs run our life. And I'm hating females, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? Mm-hmm. And this other person could be the man. So I don't feel it. I think I've been attacked more than I deserve, but that's all good. to me, because I always been a fighter, always been a soldier, always been a struggler. Can't nothing stop me but death itself. You know what I mean? So as far as what I have to say to other people, I don't really want to come off like I got the answer, I'm finna teach y'all. Mm-hmm. It's not like that. I don't got the answers. But just from where I'm sitting at, I can see the only reason I ever came out and said, when I said I was living the thug life, believe me, it was all real. Mm-hmm. You know, and as sure as thug life is tattooed across my stomach, it will always be a part of me. Mm-hmm. But thug life is like the 12th grade. Some people graduate from high school and don't seek to do anything else. Mm-hmm. So they continually live the thug life. Mm-hmm. Some people want to go to college.
Mm-hmm.
And want to go, hold on, let me pick up Yummy.
Okay, ready? Rolling.
Some people go to college.
Yeah, like high school is thug life. You know, you graduate from 12th grade, mm-hmm. and you can live your whole life with a high school diploma, but mm-hmm. you're always going to be missing something. That's where I felt like I was. Thug life was always going to be real to me, and it still is real to me, because as long as the things that, as long as the factors that make thug life are there, thug life will be there. But I also felt like I wanted to go to college, not college in a school or university, but mm-hmm. college in life. I wanted mm-hmm. to move up. So I wanted to do something different. I wanted to expand. I wanted to grow. And that's what this was all about, by saying, you know, no more of that. I want some more of this. I want y'all to see this. You didn't like that? Well, you definitely ain't gonna like this. So what I would tell, you know, anybody who would listen to me is that, you know, you gotta start peeping game, peeping the game. Mm-hmm. The game is the game of life. You gotta start peeping how they're doing it. Mm-hmm. And if you see it, you can see the little signs that says that the guns are turning away from, you know, Europe and Russia and Iran and Iraq, and it turned into us.
Mm-hmm.
Because look how they're doing our music. You know, you've never seen in no time in history where they've put so much attention on some music. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. made it like we are the cause of all these problems.
Mm-hmm.
You can look at it with a three strikes law. You can look at it where they're building more jails. They're starting to sell jail space.
Yeah.
You know, jail is big business. Believe me, I'm in jail. I see the big business. They charge you for your telephone calls. They charge you for disciplinary problems. Jail is big business. You know, you can feed a whole town off one jail. This jail is in the middle of a town that feeds everybody. Everybody works here. This is the main income. So if there was no criminals, nobody would work. You know what I mean? So if we don't start peeping that, we're in trouble. Also, I know when I was young, the way they describe jail is like, you know, blah, 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 blah. I couldn't wait to get to jail. Straight up. I mean, I was scared and everything. But
what, three huts in the cot?
No question. It was just that that's where you get the game. That's mm-hmm. where you got more soldiers at that build you. But now that I'm here, this is not the spot. Mm-hmm. I know everybody go to jail, come out, say, this ain't the spot. Mm-hmm. This is not the spot. You got somebody that tells you when you can get up, when you can shower, when you can do this, when you can do that. You know, they can speak to you any way they want to, and you got to accept it. You can die here. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Just yesterday, a dude was murdered. He wasn't in here on no murder beef. This dude was in here on a drug beef. You know, he's mm-hmm. gone. He's dead in jail. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. By another prisoner who had life. He had nothing to lose. You know what I mean? So
the alert level in your region or a neighboring region is red. To curb the spread of COVID-19, gatherings with family and friends in private homes and yards are prohibited. Travel between regions should be avoided. It is forbidden to leave your home between 9:30 p.m. and 5 a.m. Visit quebec.ca/coronavirus to learn more about other measures in place to fight COVID-19. Follow all the rules, all the time, no exceptions. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
CKUT's 2021 virtual funding drive, Sowing the Seeds of Grassroots Change, came to a close on Sunday, March 28th, and we are overjoyed to let you all know that we've surpassed our initial goal of $25,000 and have raised a little over $30,000 to date. As always, we're accepting donations year-round. Thank you to our listeners for continuing to support grassroots community media. Your donations and support underline our mandate of people-powered radio. If you made a pledge but have not yet paid, please do so by May 1st to be eligible.
The following is a previously broadcast program.
There is this thing. Do you realize
consciousness is affected?
There is this thing
on.
There is this thing going on.
What?
Do you realize
our consciousness is affected?
There is this thing going on.
What is called
the news, brought to you live.
Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Off the Error, right here on CKUT 90.3 FM. We are 24 days into the month of March. We are broadcasting from unceded Mohawk and Anishinaabe territory. You are tuned into The Avalanche, a special presentation of CKUT's Community News Department. The Avalanche seeks to cover issues affecting those with disabilities. I'm your host, Zoe. On today's show, we have a series of clips from shows from the past year,